Parts of northern U.S. shut down ahead of winter storm. Minneapolis states in the northern plains are largely shutting down ahead of a massive winter storm that could dump up to 2 feet of snow in some areas, accompanied by strong winds and dangerously cold temperatures. Many schools throughout the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin were called off for Wednesday ahead of the storm. Offices closed, and so did the Minnesota legislature, which won't reconvene until Monday. Emergency management leaders warned people to stay off the roads or face potential whiteout conditions due to the snow and fierce winds. The storm will make its way toward the East Coast later in the week. Places that don't get snow may get dangerous amounts of ice. Forecasters expect up to a half inch of ice in some areas of southern Michigan, northern Illinois, and some eastern states. The snowfall could be historic, even in a region accustomed to heavy snow. As much as 25 inches may pile up, with the heaviest amounts falling across east-central Minnesota and west-central Wisconsin, the National Weather Service said. Wind gusts could reach 50 miles per hour and wind chills are expected to hit minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit in some parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota. The Minneapolis St. Paul area could see 2 feet of snow or more for the first time in over 30 years. Some families scrambled Tuesday to get shopping done before the weather closed in. At a Costco in the Minneapolis suburb of St. Louis Park, Molly Shermer stocked up on heat and served dinners and Mexican Coca-Colas, knowing that she and her two teenagers might get stuck at home. The schools are already preparing to go online, so the kids will probably be home doing online school, Shermer said of her 13 and 15-year-olds. At another Costco in suburban Eagan, Larry and Sue Lick bought toilet paper, kitchen essentials, and coffee ahead of the storm. They also rescheduled medical appointments and a family gathering, just to stay off the roads. It's not so much our driving, but you've got to worry about everybody else driving, with so many accidents caused by people that don't know the winter driving, said Larry Lick, 77. The Weather Service said the blizzard will actually involve two rounds. For the Minneapolis St. Paul area, the first blast arrives Wednesday afternoon with up to 7 inches of snow. Round two starting later Wednesday and extending into Thursday is the real whopper, with an additional 10 to 20 inches expected. Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira said the system was expected to affect about 43 million Americans. Temperatures could plunge to minus 15 to minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit Thursday and to minus 25 degrees Fahrenheit Friday in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Wind chills may fall to minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit, said Nathan Rick, a meteorologist in Grand Forks. Wind gusts of 35 mph will be common in western and central Minnesota, with some reaching 50 miles per hour. That will result in significant blowing and drifting snow with whiteout conditions in open areas, the Weather Service said. According to the Weather Service, the biggest snow event on record in the Twin Cities was 28.4 inches from October 31 through November 3, 1991, known as the Halloween Blizzard. The second largest was 21.1 inches of snow from November 29 through December 1, 1985. The Twin Cities got 20 inches of snow on January 22 and January 23, 1982. Hardware store owners said residents were generally taking the forecast in stride. At CNS Supply, an employee-owned hardware store in Mankato, manager Corey Capon said demand was high for salt and grit, but not for shovels, snow blowers, or other equipment. He attributed that to the fact that winter is two-thirds over. Capon said he's sold 130 to 140 snow blowers and around 1,000 shovels this winter, when Mankato has seen more than 3 feet of snow. I think people are either prepared or they're not, Capon said. It's usually the first snowfall of the year that gets a lot of attention. With a storm like this, I expected a little bit more, but we've already had a big year of snow already. In Sioux Falls, Dallas Vandenbos has owned Robson True Value Hardware Store for 48 years. His customers are used to the snow, but don't necessarily trust the forecast. When we had that storm the first part of January, they told us we were probably going to get 3 or 4 inches of snow, and we got 18 inches, Vandenbos said. Sales of snow-related items haven't really picked up, but Vandenbos has a backlog of snow blowers to repair. Those bringing them in Tuesday were out of luck, they won't be ready for a week. They're not going to get them in time for this snow, Vandenbos said. Forecasters at AccuWeather said the same storm system could result in icing across a 1,300-mile band from near Omaha, Nebraska, to New Hampshire on Wednesday and Thursday, creating potential travel hazards in or near cities such as Milwaukee, Detroit, Chicago, and Boston. As the northern U.S. deals with a winter blast, record warmth is expected in the mid-Atlantic and southeast 30 degrees to 40 degrees above normal in some places. Record highs are expected from Baltimore to New Orleans and in much of Florida, Pereira said. Washington, D.C., could hit 80 degrees on Thursday, which would top the record of 78 degrees set in 1874. California was also preparing for the latest in a series of winter storms as winds that began blowing Tuesday brought the potential for rain, snow, and hail for much of the state. A major snow event was possible in foothills and mountains near Los Angeles, with several inches predicted even for elevations as low as 1,000 feet, the National Weather Service said. Nearly the entire population of CA will be able to see snow from some vantage point later this week if they look in the right direction, UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain wrote on Twitter. Daytime temperatures in Southern California were unlikely to get out of the low to mid-50s, and potentially damaging winds reaching 50 miles per hour were predicted along the central coast, with gusts of 70 mph possible in mountains. By Tricia Ahmed and Jim Salter.